We're continuing with the shailas of ribbis, interest. So yesterday we discussed if you purchase something and you're not paying right away. Here's the reverse case. A person advances money to the seller. So Reuven gives $1,000 to Shimon for 10 pounds of oranges, and he's going to receive that those oranges 6 months later. The problem is when he's going to receive those oranges, they might go up in price. And it looks like he gave him $1,000 and he's getting $1,500 worth of oranges back. It looks like ribbis. So the kisser says like this: you're not allowed to do that unless Shimon, the seller, has already oranges. So then if he has oranges, so technically speaking, it really, when Reuven gave him the $1,000, really he already purchased his oranges. It's his oranges that are going up in value. This is permitted as so long as those oranges are in the field of Shimon, and even though there's two steps left in the production, that's not a problem. It's only when there's three malachas, three different acts of work that need to be done, processes that need to be done in order for the items to be ready, that's when it is a problem. It's not considered like Reuven already purchased it. Now, this whole discussion is only when there's no set price for oranges in the market. If there's a set price in the market for oranges, for 10 pounds of oranges, that's not a problem, even if Shimon has no oranges in his possession. And the reason for that is, it gets explained, is because technically speaking, if it's a hukbasha means there's oranges and there's a set price and there's plenty in the market. So what's the problem? Reuven could go right now and purchase these oranges. So since he could purchase his oranges himself, it's considered like he already purchased the oranges because he could go to and get it himself. So therefore, it's his own oranges that are going up in value. So again, Reuven's giving gives $1,000 to Shimon for 10 pounds of oranges. 6 months later, those oranges are worth now $1,500. Not a problem. He could give those oranges to Reuven. Or, says the Kitzel, even a bigger Chiddush, he's able, let's say, since now at the end of the day, it's oranges that are worth 10 pounds of oranges that are worth $1,500. And although Reuven only gave him $1,000, he has $1,500 worth of produce in the possession of Shimon. So Shimon could even now say, listen, I owe you $1,500 worth of oranges. You know what? You want to buy something else? You want to buy, I don't know, potatoes? No problem. I'll give you potatoes worth $1,500. Not only that, he could even give him money. He could give him money, even $1,500, because at the end of the day, cash $1,500 is owned by Reuven. On this, excuse me, the Kitzur says that this is not the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav. So if you are a Chabadnik and you're following the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you would not be able to receive cash money from Shimon because it looks too much like ribbis. The next case of Shulchan Aruch is discussing is what happens in the following case. So you have Shimon, a nice guy, tells Reuven, listen, you have oranges, 10 pounds of oranges that are worth $800 here in New York. Let me take those 10 pounds of oranges to Chicago. Chicago, mamash, they love oranges. And therefore, there it's valued at $1,000. So what I'm doing is, Shimon is basically telling Reuven, I'm going to take your oranges to Chicago, sell those oranges that are worth in Chicago $1,000, and then I'm going to use the money to invest and do whatever I want with that money. And then, after a month, I'm going to return, I'm going to give you $1,000. So is this mutter or not? So the kitzur explains like this. It all depends on who's taking responsibility for those oranges from the traveling of New York to Chicago. And the reason is the following. If Reuven, Reuven's the owner of the oranges. So the Reuven's the owner of the oranges, and Shimon is taking his oranges. So long as Reuven is responsible for those oranges until they reach Chicago. So really what's happening here is that Shimon, who's the agent, Shimon's acting really simply as an agent, as a shaliach. He's taking Reuven's oranges, he's taking them to Chicago. In Chicago, where they're worth already $1,000, he's selling those oranges and he's borrowing $1,000. And eventually he's going to give back $1,000 to Reuven. Not a problem. The concern is where Shimon, who's taking the oranges of Reuven, takes responsibility. It means that if anything happens to the oranges already from the time of New York traveling from New York to Chicago, if he's responsible, that's a problem, because that means that if he's responsible, it's as if he already borrowed the money. So he already borrowed the money, which is worth $800, because oranges in New York only worth $800. And now he's going to return $1,000. That's where it is a problem. Now, the kitzur adds another thing. So when is it mutter, like we said? So long as the responsibility, what's called the achrayas, is on Reuven. If Reuven's responsible for any losses, so that is okay until he reaches Chicago. But nevertheless, even in such a case, the kitzur says that Reuven has to pay something minimal, which we'll see is really the concept, the yisoid, the foundation of Heter Iskas, all business types, where Reuven is telling Shimon, listen, Shimon, take my merchandise, I want you to sell it in Chicago, and I'm responsible for those oranges until it reaches Chicago. So now when you sell it in Chicago, it's you're selling my merchandise, you're just an agent. However, since the Maisa, what he's doing is he's taking a loan in Chicago, and he's doing something for Reuven. So in order to avoid the fact that it looks like I'm doing something for you because you lent me money, because at the end of the day I'm borrowing from your money in Chicago, so the halacha is that you have to pay something of work of tircha for that effort, for the agent's effort to taking the oranges to Chicago. So it could be a minimal amount of money, even a dollar, for his effort, and that avoids the problem of ribis. The next case the kitzur discusses is what happens if, let's say, Reuven is in Chicago and there's a sale in oranges and he wants oranges, he doesn't have any money. He turns to his buddy Shimon and he says, Shimon, lend me $100. I'm going to buy oranges and we're going to take the oranges back to New York and then I'm going to give you $120. Sounds like ribis. The halacha is it's mutter. When is it mutter? When it's permissible. If when Reuven is telling Shimon to lend him $100, Shimon is taking responsibility for those oranges. So if he's taking responsibility for those oranges, really it's his oranges. He's an investor in these oranges, and the oranges are in his possession. When he gets to New York, really what's happened here, there's no loan that took place. Rather, there's an investment that Shimon now has in these oranges, and they went up in value. So long as Shimon is taking responsibility, he's the lender, and he's taking responsibility for these oranges. So though, when he lent $100 to Reuven, it looks like later on when Reuven's going to give him $120 in New York, it looks like ribis. It's not a problem of ribis. The only time it would be a problem of ribis is where Shimon was lending him money, he's taking zero responsibilities. So really, what's happening is Reuven's just borrowing $100 and giving him back $120 in New York. That is the next case. The next case really is a similar concept. Reuven is traveling to Chicago and there's oranges, 10 pounds of oranges sold to $1,000. Shimon says, I love oranges. Now they both live in New York. So Shimon says to Reuven, come when you come, please bring me back oranges, 10 pounds of oranges, and I'll pay $1,200. So is that a problem? So the halacha is the following. So long here too, if Reuven, as long as Shimon's not taking responsibility for those oranges, rather Reuven was traveling. He's buying the oranges in Chicago, and he's fully responsible for that. So he brings back the oranges back to New York. No problem. He could sell it. It's as if he's really selling it up for $1,200 to Shimon. Not a problem. The only problem is if Shimon would have taken responsibility for those oranges, because then it would look like when Reuven's buying those oranges, it's already a loan. Really, what's happening is Reuven's advancing money for Shimon, and then he's bringing back $1,000. And what is Shimon doing? He's giving him $1,200. So that's where it would be a problem. So here too, the condition that allows this to happen is when there is no guarantee and there's no responsibility from Shimon to Reuven. The next two cases that the kitzur discusses is discounts that a person is getting for rental or for hiring someone. And although it would seem to be a problem of ribis, like we saw when it comes to purchasing items, it's nevertheless permitted. Based on the halachic concept of Ein Schiros Mishtanei Meseder, which means when it comes to rental, technically speaking, I'm only obligated to pay at the end of my rental. Now, as we will see, it's not so pashut that today maybe the reality is different, if halacha would change, so that you need to ask a shaila. But the simple halacha is the following. You have a couple just got married, they want to move into, let's say, into Victoria Gardens. Okay, they come and they say, listen, they tell them that the price is the following. If you're going to give us right now in advance $10,000, you have the rental for the entire year. But if you're going to pay on a monthly basis, and then we're charging you $1,000 a month, which means you Really, what we're doing is we're giving you a discount to $2,000. The halacha is that it's permitted. And the reason why it's permitted again is because technically speaking, when I rent, I'm not obligated to pay until the end of the month anyway. So therefore, it doesn't look like you're giving me, I'm giving you money that's being, I'm being rewarded, or the opposite, I'm being charged more because you gave me time to pay. I'm not obligated to pay until the end of the month anyway. This is the concept of rental. Fascinating concept. And the reason why I say that it's not so pasha today, and this is already discussed in the Achrenim, if the reality is that today the custom is to pay, is to actually pay in advance, then you don't have this explanation anywhere anymore applicable. So therefore, one should definitely ask a shav such a case. Now this, like we said, is true when it comes to what's called schirus karka, rentals or any types of rentals. The problem is when a person has a similar idea when it comes to hiring someone. So technically speaking, if someone's hiring someone that said to build this house, and he says, "Listen, if you're giving the money now, I'm going to give you a discount," it should be okay. The only problem is, the kitzur explains, is that if the guy doesn't start working, so then it looks like I just gave him money in advance, and I'm lending him money, and I'm going to get profit from that lending later on when he's going to start working. So if he starts working, and if he stops when he delays and he takes his time, halachically that's okay because he started the work. When it comes to rental, it's the same idea. When I give rental money, so automatically I already have some possession. I'm allowed to use this apartment. That's the reason why it doesn't look like a loan. So long as you have two things, the obligation for payment technically doesn't have to take place until the end of the work. Number two is that the work is starting right away, halachically is permitted. By the way, it's interesting that sometimes we were discussing purchasing items. If you would borrow from someone, or if you're borrowing for someone, let's say a car, and you return a car, the halacha is you're allowed to even add gas to it. It's famous shaila. And the reason why here is because it's similar to this concept of rental. Really, when I'm paying, at best, when it comes to items that are not changing, there's no money that's being changed or lending and being returned. Rather, it's an item that I borrowed from you. So even if it looks like I'm borrowing a certain value, but since it's the same item, and then when I'm adding gas or anything or fixing the car, that's just really looks as it's looked as a payment, as a rental payment, and that's the reason why it's permitted. Have a beautiful day.